Hello, I'm Gail Gibson, accredited master coach, speaker, author, and podcaster. Welcome to my podcast, The Can Do Way. My guests from across the globe have can-do stories of growth, resilience, and success to share. Tune in and be inspired by these individuals who have developed a strong can-do approach. Each one of their stories is unique. Each one of their stories has a key message. In this episode, I'm talking to Milan Levis, International Holistic Financial Independence Mentor, best-selling author, investor, and entrepreneur. Graduate of the acclaimed Wharton Business School, holder of a master's degree in physics, certified NLP practitioner, and certified instant miracle energy healer, Milan combines her traditional and holistic education to help professional and entrepreneurial women become financially independent and retire early so that they enjoy more choices and more freedom without having to worry about money. She does this by using the Millionaire Method, her time-tested holistic system for creating financial independence. Milan herself is financially independent for over 10 years and lives in resort-like locations in the south of France and South Florida. Welcome to the show today, Milan.
Thank you so much for having me, Gail. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, before we go in and find out more about this Millionaire Method and how you have helped yourself become financially independent, if you can take us on a short walk through your life and give us a glimpse of your background and how you arrived at helping your clients enjoy more worry-free choices and more freedom in their lives.
Where do I start? So I came to the United States over 30 years ago from Lithuania. It used to be a part of Soviet Union. It was very oppressive regime, and I really appreciated the opportunities of personal and financial freedom that and business freedom and all kinds of freedoms that the United States represented for me at that time. And even though I was well-educated, I had a master's degree in physics, I didn't speak any language. So my beginning was very humble. I was working for minimum wage, $4.50 per hour, as a florist assistant. Within 1 year, I self-taught English, and my first professional job was IT consultant for major brokerage company, Merrill Lynch. And from there, I climbed the corporate ladder for years and years and years. And at some point, I just felt disenchanted with this career. I always wanted to learn how to invest in the stock market, but ultimately, being working for major Wall Street companies for years brought me to the point where I said, do I see myself living like that, doing what I do, feeling the way I feel for the next 10, 20 years? And the answer was resounding no. And ironically, at the same time, my marriage was falling apart. I mean, it was not really working well for years, but I guess everything kind of escalated when I started paying attention to how I feel and what is happening with me. So at some point, I was in my early 40s, I decided to dare to change my life. So I walked out of my marriage and I decided to go to one of the best business schools in the country, the Wharton Business School. And it was very challenging because at work, I was told that I cannot do both. I cannot go to school and work there. I had to choose. Mm-hmm. And it was tough because I was already separated. I was living on my own. I chose to leave my husband everything because it was my decision to leave him. So anyway, I felt very scared financially. So they said, you have to choose. And I tend to trust my intuition. And my intuition said, you made the decision right. So I resigned. And that that decision saved me, because I was working in the World Trade Center for years, and I resigned a couple of months before 9/11.
Wow.
So if I didn't resign, I would have been there. Mm-hmm. And after I graduated from the Wharton Business School, I still didn't know what the hell I was looking for. So I kind of paused and I asked myself, what do you really want? Because you're clearly seeking for something, but it was very foggy in my mind. And what came to mind right away with extreme clarity was that I was seeking freedom. Freedom was my core value. And then I asked myself, okay, you want to be free, but how? And the next answer was, you have to be financially free if you want to have personal freedom. Because I didn't want to be with any man or who I was with just because I was afraid to be on my own or work for a boss who I didn't want to work for, etc. Mm-hmm. Or depend on the government assistance. And that's when again, I was kind of asking myself this question. So financial freedom, how? And so the answer was multiple sources of income. So I decided to start my investment company, real estate investment company. The beginning was good. I had a team. I got business partners. We were investing. It was fun. And then 2008 happened and everything fell apart. And I fell apart with everything pretty much. So I had to let go of my team. I ran out of my savings. I felt that I was such a failure, like very, very strong feeling. I'm a failure. And then I got into a car accident, injured my neck. I didn't have a health insurance. So I was a wreck. I was emotionally broken. I was financially broke. And I was thinking, like, what's the point to continue living? And just when I started contemplating how to end my life, pretty much, I met by the grace of God, I guess, I met a life coach who was referred to me by my neighbor. And I talked to him and he said, you're not a failure. Failure is not a person. Failure is an experience. And it has the beginning and the end. And that was like a huge aha for me. And then he said, I think you should work with me. And I was like, I can't afford you. And he said, oh, my darling, you cannot afford not to work with me. And he was right. Basically, that was a turning point in my very dark downward spiral. So I started feeling better. I started eating and sleeping again. And started functioning again. And then I made some really good investments during this time. And within a few years from that point, I became financially independent.
Fantastic.
And then I published my books on Amazon about my journey from being a corporate person to being entrepreneurial enthusiast. And then I felt that, you know, people read books, they don't really act on their knowledge. And that's how I decided that I want to be a guide and a model for women who want to embark on a journey to financial independence as well. So here I am speaking with you.
Fantastic. And what a journey it's been, you know. And the one thing that jumps out at me straight away is that change has forever been a constant for you. You have moved from one part of the world to another. You have had to change your whole life. You have had to embark on and adapt and be flexible and go through so many different life experiences to arrive at where you are today, Milan. So your journey to me is very admirable and also will be a resounding story for my listeners as well. So what do you think it took within you? You know, even if you look back, you said at the start that freedom was represented to you by coming to the US to escape your experience of growing up in Lithuania. So what did you have to find in yourself to make that first change in your life happen?
It was challenging because mother and father-in-law, even my parents, were against this decision. They didn't join us. We had to leave them behind. Mm-hmm. So it does require courage. But I think ultimately, I focus. What helps me to go through challenges, regardless of my fear, because I do feel fear. I cannot say that I'm fearless. I feel mm-hmm. the fear, but I think what allows me to go through it and face the challenges is my focus on my end goals, my focus on the vision, focus on my why. So that is the driver for my decisions when I don't choose based on what is comfortable. I make my decisions based on my values, my goals, and my priorities. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not the level of comfort.
Yes. Yes. I hear you there. And I think you've nailed that because, you know, to me, your one vision the whole way through has been freedom. Would I be right in saying that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So everything that you have done has gone, you've always reconnected with that sense of freedom from your past, freedom from what can come next. As you said, you were disenchanted by your corporate career at that stage. You went through life difficulties and challenges coming out of a marriage, moving into your investor role and then losing everything. So, and yet you still found your way back. So that can-do drive in you was very, very strong. So what do you do? Tell me now when you're going through changes, because we still experience change. How do you feel that that has changed within you, or is it still that you focus on your end goal at all times?
I think what is very important, it was very important, was and is very important to me, like you just very accurately pointed out, is to know your core values. And because, you know, everybody has them, whether we aware of them or not. So for me, one of my core values was and is freedom. And I think I'm willing to compromise in life because that's what we have to do sometimes in life, maybe even often. But I'm not willing to compromise on my core values. Whether it's like another core value is my integrity, my word is my world, things like that, freedom. I do not compromise on my core values. And I always align my choices and actions with my ultimate, I call it end goal, not mm-hmm. means goal. Like means goal would be maybe pay off the debt or buy a house by the ocean or just drive the car that you want. These are means goals. But for me, end goal was to live my life on my terms, to feel fulfilled, to give as much as I receive from life, things mm-hmm. like that. So mm-hmm. just really feel like I actualized, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So that's what, like, again, focusing on what you want in life, what you want to experience, who you want to become. These are my main priorities versus what I have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. And tell me, Milan, what is it like to live the 50-50 life that you were talking about, where you can move yourself between? I'm sure the listeners would love to hear, what does that lifestyle actually feel like for you?
It's a great question. It's fun and it's challenging. You know, basically, we need to close the one house in one country, just prepare everything and then move to another country. We have, I think we have like 4 or 5 accountants because, you know, I have a real estate portfolio in different states. Mm-hmm. And we have business and we have properties in different countries. So, but these are challenges. I don't see them as problems that would stop me, mm-hmm. because I totally enjoy the opportunity to learn a different culture, language, the wine, I mean, all this beautiful, the music, I love French country, French culture, I love language. So it's a great opportunity for me to be exposed to something that I was always curious about, mm-hmm. And meet new people and live basically laptop lifestyle. You know, we mm-hmm. travel quite a bit. I mentioned to you that we went to Singapore and we've been to Hong Kong and Australia, New Zealand, and you name it, Italy. Every year, pretty much it's like a neighboring country in Spain. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful, beautiful lifestyle. And I really feel blessed, not only because of what we have, but also because of what I do. And frankly, because of the person I became as a result mm-hmm. of my very challenging journey in life.
Yes, yes. I think that you really said it there, Milan. It's who you have become. And it sounds like to me that living a life where you embrace challenges is really what helps you to flourish, because you faced so many things in your past, but by constantly having change and challenge as part of you, it keeps you on your toes, doesn't it?
Well, yes, but frankly, I don't think in terms of, I don't seek challenges. I just don't avoid them, and I don't afraid of them. I would say it that way.
Yeah, you've reframed how you think about a challenge and see it as an opportunity.
Yes.
Yes, fantastic, fantastic. So tell us about your millionaire method, if you could give us a little bit of the background of how it came about, and then how you've helped one woman to really make that financial independence happen in her life.
Well, it's a great question because the millionaire method was born from my experience. I basically reverse engineered my choices, my actions, how I was able to transform my life from being basically below zero to becoming financially independent and living a remarkable life. So the millionaire method has 4 pillars, just like a table needs to have 4 legs. So I have 4 pillars in this method. So the first one, obviously, and you know, enough said about this, that we have to have a wealth mindset, abundance mindset. Most people right now, at least in America, for sure have a consumer mindset. So that's what I think is very important, that people are aware of developing abundance mindset. And there are certain tools and strategies that I teach in my in my programs to accomplish this. The second pillar is, I call it become financially savvy, because we definitely need to be on very frank terms with our money. We need to know what is coming in, what is coming out. We've got to really be intentional with money to feel that we have control over our financial health, financial fitness. Mm-hmm. And I also think that if you want to be financially independent, it's a good idea to know your financial freedom number, because it's an aim that is like something that you are aiming for. Mm-hmm. And when you don't know your aim, you hit it, right? You need to know what your target is. So that's my second pillar. Again, it is becoming financially savvy. The third pillar is what I call, you've got to be a strategic investor. So being financially savvy allows you to save money. But savings are not meant to be under the mattress. Savings are seeds for your wealth. So how do you grow your seeds? You grow your seeds by investing your money strategically and diversifying across different assets, asset classes. So that's what I teach. I don't teach trading. I teach investing in the stock market. I call it grow your wealth with investing in the stock market, grow your wealth with investing in real estate. I also invest in cryptocurrency. I'm very diversified and strategic investor because I don't want to spend time worrying about money and lose sleep over money. I make strategic investing decisions, so I will make my money work for me. And that's what I teach my clients as well. And then the last pillar in the millionaire method is you've got to amplify all your efforts by connecting to the power within. I think it's more and more people are waking up these days, realizing that they have this power within that they could leverage. And as I mentioned before, I've always been very intuitive. And for me, it's very important to help other women be connected to the power that everybody has inside themselves. So I call it practical spirituality.
Fantastic.
So that's my four pillars that I included in the method.
And it really all taps into everything that you've shared so far as well, you know, how you have developed this mindset of abundance, because that's been that thread of change and facing challenges and winning through them. And you always had that financial freedom as your end goal. So being strategic about it. And then, as you said, when we look inside ourselves, we can bring it all together for ourselves. And then we are true to who we are and who we have become. And then we live authentically in our lives.
Yeah, you know, I like this expression, what you see without is what you have within. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very true, because we often feel that what we want is just not within our reach, but it's actually incorrect, because whatever you want is meant for you to experience. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of you expressing this from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And like I said, most people want to have first, and then they do, and then they become. And it's interesting that in my journey, in my experience, and my experience observing my clients, you become first the person who can have these experiences. And then you focus on what you do, and then what you have becomes a side effect, pretty much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. The have at the end is the reward from all of the other parts that you bring together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So we come to the time, Milan, if you could share with my listeners your three can-do tips. So what are three nuggets of wisdom that you could share just to inspire the listeners to think about what your story represents to them?
I really want to share this can-do tips from the point of accomplishing your desired lifestyle, mm-hmm. living the way you want to live. So the first tip I would say would be, the first can do would be, absolutely know your end goals and your means goals. Make sure that you don't mix them up, because like I said, your end goals are those that motivate you, that drive you, that help you overcome any challenges. Like, for example, if you want your children to grow up healthy and well, like that was my drive when I left Lithuania with my daughter. At that time, it was my end goal. And your end goals will change, but my end goal was for my daughter to have a better future. Mm-hmm. So know your end goals and means goals. And means goals is basically your intermediate desires to live in this house, or live in this country, but focus on what it will bring to you, how it will make you feel. So that's the first can do. The second can do for me is to really know your core values and your priorities. You know, we sometimes forget that, you know, the biblical principles, know yourself and know what works for you. At the foundation of our successes. So when you know your priorities, when you know your core values, again, it will help you to go through any challenges. Looking at this, it's like having the North Star when you're making your choices and your decisions and take some actions. So that would be my second can do. And the third can do would be really know your money, know your cash flow, because I know a lot of people, they don't like to look at their financial statements, and they kind of pretend that, things will just work out on its own. And I think that it's very important to be honest with yourself, especially if your financial fitness, your financial situation is not where you want it to be. And be resourceful. See what you can do to improve your cash flow. But you can only improve something when you measure it and you know what is happening. So that would be my third can do, Gail.
Wonderful. Those are three impressive tips to share, and they really beautifully summarize what you've talked about in the chat that we've had today, Milan. So thank you so much for sharing those. So my final question for you today is, why do you feel a can-do attitude is absolutely essential?
Because without this attitude, you will exist, but you will not feel fully alive. You will not thrive. And we're not born, we were not meant to just survive and exist. And again, when you focus what is working in your life, what you want to experience, that expands. When you focus on what cannot be possible for you, what you cannot do, your energy contracts, you contract, and you start making decisions from a place of fear, which is the worst place to make decisions.
Wonderful. You know, that word abundance jumps out at me when you say that as well, moving from fear to abundance. And when we live with gratefulness and we look outward, from looking inward first, when we look abundantly, then we bring all kinds of wonderful opportunities into ourselves. And I think that sums up what we've talked about today, Milan. And I've really enjoyed our conversation. Your tenacity, your self-belief, your inner strength is clearly evident in the life that you have experienced to date. And now you are bringing it all together to help women to really look within themselves, to be powerful so that they can too have these stress-free and worry-free futures that are achievable. So thank you so much for sharing your story with me today, Milan, on the Can-Do Way.
Thank you so much for your kind words, Gail, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you and to share all my experiences and insights with your audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Do you live and breathe a can-do attitude? Have an inspiring perspective, a life-changing experience, or intriguing story to share? Always curious and with an insatiable appetite for a good yarn, I invite you to be my guest. Do get in touch via my website, gailmgibson.com. The Can Do Way podcast, refreshing, positive, and real.